everybody, and good morning. You are listening to The Restaurant Guys. I'm Mark Pascal, and I'm here with Francis Schott. Together, we own Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi restaurants in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We're here to bring you the inside track on food, wine, and the finer things in life. You can follow us at restaurantguysradio.com or download our podcast on iTunes.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Francis.
How are you this morning?
I love this time of year.
Mark, for those of you, this is radio, so none of you can see, but Mark has brought in a bowl of blueberries.
I stopped at Dreyer's Farms today, the local farmer's market in Cranford.
He's brought in raspberries, he's brought in peaches, he's brought in watermelon.
It is a
blueberries.
It is an amazing assortment of local fruits.
It's, you know, every year I gain some weight in the wintertime. And every year I lose some weight in the summertime. And my lifestyle doesn't change all that much, except the foods I eat. I mean, it's so much more exciting to eat this time of year for me.
Because in the summertime, you have one sausage and some fruit. And in the wintertime, you just have two sausages.
That's actually very funny. I was thinking more along the lines of foie gras versus peaches, but same directive there.
Yeah, man.
But I just... Absolutely, you know, the raspberries here are from Whiteman's Farm. The blueberries are from South Jersey. The peaches are from South Jersey. There's a local watermelon here. And it's such an exciting way to eat and eat well. And, you know, we talk about whole foods all the time. You know, wild salmon's available this time of year. There are so many cool and interesting foods available. And actually now, you know, you've heard the show we did a couple weeks ago on Australian truffles, you know, being available in the summertime.
That's amazing.
It's, you know, being from the Northeast, and I realize people who listen to the show are from all over the world, including, you know, the Southern Hemisphere, but being from the Northeast, the June, July, especially August time of year, September, even the beginning of October, there are so many fun and exciting foods to eat. I'm sure you can tell by how I'm talking about it. It's the most exciting time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was taking a nap. Were you talking? Are you still talking? Is it my turn? No, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. Totally. That was... No, I totally agree. I'm sitting here quietly because I disagree with you, and I'm also thinking of some other things.
Well, also because your mouth's full of blueberries.
That's fact. I am chewing. And they don't even crunch. You can eat them on the radio. People don't know. You know, I am just... I know it's sort of what we've based our whole... We're all about, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you're in it, I love preserving stuff and having it at the bar and in the restaurant and throughout the year. I love the stuff that we do throughout the year, but, man, I'll tell you something. It starts with this. It starts with, I'm looking at a Jersey peach, a white peach, mm-hmm. Jersey raspberries, and from a farm that we buy from all the time, and Jersey blueberries that were picked sometime in the last 36 hours.
Yep.
And they're phenomenal. And, you know, it's so simple, and where it all starts. If you don't have this to calibrate your flavors, you can't, and you know what else it is? It's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You could buy a crap ton.
You know, one of the maxim of our
restaurant. 2,000 crap pounds in a crap ton. Do you know how many shitty little ounces there are in a crap ton?
I don't want to know, you idiot.
Sorry.
Now I'll talk seriously again if I can for a moment. But one of the maxims...
I got to clean the blueberries off the microphone. Go ahead.
Of the restaurants has always been to be ingredient-driven. And why that's been so important to us is because, yes, you can take